Body listening. We generally are designed to have freedom from our body. For example, I'm sure that many of you are used to walking around thinking, playing, dancing, and driving your car. You don't even really realize you have a body until it hurts, or you bang your elbow, or cut your finger, or get a rock caught between your toes in your shoe or something. It's our natural state to be free of a sense of body in any pathological way. When we have pains in our body, particularly pains that are reoccurring, such as chronic pains, it's an indication that we have an opportunity to learn through a process that I refer to as body listening. The left side of our body generally relates to the female energies, or the yin energies in life. The right side is generally related to the male or the yang energies in life. So, for example, if we're having problems in relationships with females, maybe our mother, those problems are most likely to accumulate in the region of our bodies that hold the psychic energy related to the issue that we're dealing with. So if you look in my book, How to Eat, Move, and Be Healthy, or you look at the Eastern Chakra System, you will see what those zones are. On page 100 and 101 of How to Eat, Move, and Be Healthy, there's a chart that lists the psychic themes or the mental themes that go with each region of the body. But in short, from the lower end of your spine, where the L5 vertebra meets the sacrum, down to the tip of your toes is called the root zone or the root chakra. And that area has to do with issues of safety and security. So for example, let's say you've just got out of college, you're in your first year of your new job, and your job's going to pay you $35,000 a year. Well, if your parents taught you that making less than $50,000 a year means that you're some kind of a second-class citizen, or maybe you're a failure in the eyes of the family, even though you may be having a great time, and you may think that's enough money to live comfortably on, to the degree that that idea conflicts. In other words, the idea that you're making $35,000 and you're having a good time conflicts with your father's idea, let's say, that you're not making enough money, you could very well begin to feel pain or develop an inflammatory reaction somewhere in the region of L5 down to the toes, and it's most likely to be on the right side. If that pain is on the left side, then the first thing I'm going to ask you is, are you nurturing and loving yourself? And if you're doing that well enough, then I'm going to ask you about your issues of safety and security related to your mother's ideas or your mother's teachings as a child. What did you learn from your mother? So oftentimes we'll find that the way people are living and the way their idea structure works is that they're possibly doing what they want to do or what makes them feel good, but if it's bringing them into conflict with the values that their parents instilled upon them and often still reinforce, then the energy gets trapped there and cannot move. So just as a quick description, if you go up the spine into the lumbar area and the pelvic girdle, you're in the second zone or second chakra, and the issues there are about rhythm, flow, sexuality, and sex identity. In the region of your abdominal muscles and your digestive region, just below your diaphragm, between your belly button and your diaphragm, that's where we hold issues of personal power and self-will. If you go to the top of your abdominal wall, where it inserts just under your chest, and run your fingers from there to your sternum, to where your clavicles meet your sternum, that's the zone of your lungs and your heart, and that's the home of giving and receiving love. The region of the neck, in particular, is the region of the fifth zone, which is the region of communicating and self-expression. The region of the brain and the central nervous system is the region of creativity, and that region also includes the face. So anything to do with acts of creativity is related to the brain, the central nervous system, and or a lot of the head region. The last region is the very top of your head, but it also interacts with the brain and central nervous system, and it has to do with your sense of safety and security with regard to what you think created the universe, created you, or where you're going to go when you die. So as a general outline, people that have problems in any of those areas, as I said earlier, if it's on the right side of their body, we look to issues of how you're using your male energy in your own life and what is your relationship to the key males in your life, and is the way you're living your own values putting you into conflict with the values that you feel you need to somehow abide to in relationship typically with the mother and the father, often the grandparents. We start from the center of the family, mother and father, and work out from there, from your direct family to your indirect family, such as aunts, uncles, and cousins. Then we look at authority figures such as coaches, and then we look at icons. The key thing to understand, though, is that if you continue to repeat a behavior that's causing you stress, the energy typically becomes blocked in an area which results in inflammation or overheating that area. And in order to effectively perform body listening, we first have to identify where that area is. So maybe it's your right low back. Then we have to develop a relationship with that. We've got to maybe lay on the floor and find a comfortable position or get on a Swiss ball and stretch the muscles in that area. But inevitably, there's going to be emotions attached to that experience. Many people have physical problems but are completely unaware of the psychological ideas connected to them. So what you really want to do is when you're accessing these areas and feeling the discomfort or moving through it, be brave enough to open yourself to whatever thoughts, emotions, or feelings rise up as you're working in and around or in those uncomfortable tissues or spots that are hurting. Often you're going to find that there will be emotions attached to experiences that you've had. So if there's a blockage of energy and it's hot, we need to cool it. So we need gentle breathing movements, gentle stretching, things that open the area up and allow it to expand and become more interconnected with the rest of the body. If we ignore these areas for too long, or we keep on going to therapy but not addressing the underlying cause, then the inflammation or the itis diagnosis, like tendonitis, progresses to become an osis, which means hardening and cooling, or that the body has essentially given up on trying to heal the area. Those areas need very, very high volume, low intensity movements to pump fluids in and nourish the area. Yet once again, we must look at the etiology from a mental-emotional level. Remember, all the things that you do with your body are cognitively driven. The body expresses the mind. So if one repeatedly has pain, it's an opportunity to become more present and do some body listening. And by looking at how the body's broken up and where we hold certain types of emotions, it helps us identify where the etiology of this blocked energy or discordant energy is. If a person continues to ignore the signs and symptoms or just runs around and gets treatment, which means they're trying to sell their problem to somebody else in many instances because they're not willing to take responsibility for it themselves, which is evidenced by the fact that in my own experience, a large percentage of patients do not do their home stretches, home exercises, or change their diet, yet continue to expect the therapist to make their pain go away. Well, if that continues on, then we see a process that ultimately leads to disease. So first, we get tired. Second, we get sick or injured. Third, we get a disease. And fourth, we die. So it's very, very important, for example, to look at the state that we're in and recognize where we're at in the stage of progression from fatigue to injury and illness to disease, to death. And by taking responsibility for our part, remember, all relationships are 50-50 deals. So even if you identify that somebody else is responsible for the pain you're feeling, you must take responsibility for your own participation and look to see how maybe you are going outside the confines of your own core values by participating in such relationships. And if your body's giving you the evidence that you're storing this much emotion and pain there, then you really have not only a chance to work on healing your body, but healing your mind and looking carefully into the psychological issues related to that part of the body-mind. This is extremely important for each of us to understand. And when we learn that we can use our body as a feedback tool to not only improve our athletic ability or our functional capacity, but to become more aware of where our mental emotional baggage is held, it helps us get a lot more clear. And through the use of the PPS Success Mastery Program lessons, starting with lesson one, you can go much deeper into your understanding of the psychology of the body and make legitimate steps to long-term healing and long-term change that ultimately gives you that freedom of both body and mind that we all want and I believe we need.